Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Tech Talk podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that affected millions, the massive AWS outage that caused the internet to stutter.
It was a wild time, wasn't it? Services we rely on daily just vanished, and for a significant period. It really made us realize just how dependent we are on these invisible digital infrastructures.
Absolutely. We're talking about platforms like Snapchat and Roblox, which millions use for communication and entertainment, suddenly becoming unresponsive. Even AWS itself, the very backbone for so much of the internet, was down.
And this wasn't just a quick blip. Network intelligence company Ookla reported it lasted a staggering 15 hours and 32 minutes. Their down detector service was inundated with over 17 million reports from users globally.
That's an incredible number of reports. The primary hubs for these issues were the United States, the UK, and Germany. Ookla even called it among the largest internet outages on record for down detector.
It's a stark reminder of our deep reliance on these digital systems and the potential for widespread chaos when they fail. The immediate aftermath was filled with confusion and a desperate need for answers.
Exactly. Pinpointing the exact cause in such a complex system is like finding a single faulty wire in an entire city's electrical grid. But as engineers dug in, a surprisingly specific root cause began to emerge.
Let's start with the basics. For those who might not be fully immersed in the tech world, can you explain what AWS is and why it's so critical?
Great question. AWS, or Amazon Web Services, is much more than just the platform for Amazon's retail business. It's the foundational infrastructure for a huge portion of the internet. Think of it as the global power grid, but for digital information and services.
So, if AWS sneezes, a significant chunk of the internet catches a cold. That's a powerful analogy. How does it manage to be so vast?
AWS operates globally with data centers spread across different regions. Within these regions are availability zones, which are physically separate locations designed to prevent localized failures from taking everything down. The idea is redundancy.
That redundancy is key. The goal is that if one data center or even an entire region goes offline, others can seamlessly take over. But for that to work, critical components need to function in perfect harmony.
Precisely. And countless businesses, from startups to massive corporations, streaming services, financial institutions, even government agencies, build their entire operations on AWS. So, an issue there isn't just about Amazon.com, it's about the entire digital ecosystem.
That brings us to the core technologies that make these vast networks function. We're talking about DNS and load balancers. Can you break those down for us?
Absolutely. DNS, the domain name system, is essentially the internet's phone book. When you type a website address, like example.com, DNS translates that human-readable name into a numerical IP address that computers use to find the right server.
Without DNS, we'd all be memorizing long strings of numbers, which would be a nightmare. So, it's fundamental for navigation. What about load balancers?
Load balancers are like smart dispatchers for traffic. Imagine a busy concert venue with multiple ticket booths. A load balancer directs incoming visitors to the least busy booth to prevent any single one from getting overwhelmed.
So, DNS helps you find the venue, and the load balancer ensures the booths inside are working efficiently. They are fundamental to keeping services available and performing well, right?
Exactly. They are fundamental to the reliability and accessibility of pretty much all online services. Now, how did these critical systems become the focal point of such a massive failure during this outage?
This is where it gets really interesting, and frankly, a bit scary. The root cause, according to Amazon's own analysis, was a software bug. But not just any bug, it was within the software managing DNS configurations for DynamoDB.
DynamoDB is one of AWS' highly scalable NoSQL database services. This management system had a critical job, monitoring the stability of load balancers by periodically creating new DNS configurations for various AWS network endpoints.
And this process, meant to ensure stability, ironically became the source of the instability. The bug was a classic race condition. Can you explain what that means in engineering terms?
A race condition occurs when the outcome of a process depends on the unpredictable timing or sequence of events that are outside of direct control. Think of two people trying to edit the same document simultaneously without any locking mechanism.
The system doesn't know which edit to prioritize, leading to corrupted data or unexpected behavior. So, in this case, the DynamoDB DNS management system encountered this race condition during a routine update?
That's right. The sequence of operations didn't happen as expected, causing a failure during what should have been a standard update. This seemingly small software bug, occurring within a specific system in a single region, didn't just cause a localized problem.
Instead, it triggered a cascading effect, a domino-like chain reaction throughout AWS' vast network. The faulty DNS update led to issues with the load balancers it was supposed to be monitoring.
And when those load balancers started experiencing problems, the services relying on them for traffic distribution and availability began to falter. This is where the dominoes really started to fall.
So, services like Snapchat and Roblox, unable to connect to their back-end systems, were directly impacted. Even AWS' own internal management services were affected because they were subject to the same underlying infrastructure failures.
It highlights a critical reality: even the most robust architectures can have vulnerabilities. The failure wasn't in a physical component, but in the logic of the software managing those components.
The race condition meant a specific, timing-dependent flaw caused a malfunction, which then propagated outwards, affecting load balancers and, subsequently, countless dependent services. It's a stark illustration of how interconnected everything is.
And how a failure in one obscure corner can have widespread and devastating consequences. Now, let's talk about the recovery process. Over 15 hours is a long time to be offline.
It must have been an intense period for the AWS engineers. They were in a race against time, working to diagnose and resolve the issue across this massive, complex, distributed network.
Isolating the precise source of the problem was an immense challenge. Imagine trying to find a single misbehaving cog in a machine that spans continents. They had to trace cascading failures and implement fixes.
And these fixes often involve complex manual interventions or carefully orchestrated software updates that need to be rolled out without causing further disruption. This event really demonstrated how critical dependencies can create profound vulnerabilities, even with redundancy.
The pressure to restore services to millions of users and businesses worldwide must have been immense. This extensive outage serves as a powerful lesson for both cloud providers and the businesses that rely on them.
Absolutely. It underscores the paramount importance of robust DNS and configuration management systems. These aren't just background processes, they are the linchpins of internet stability.
Rigorous testing, comprehensive failsafes, and meticulous monitoring of these core infrastructure components are absolutely essential. The implications of a software bug in such a foundational system are profound.
It also compels us to rethink our understanding of redundancy in complex cloud architectures. Having multiple servers or data centers is crucial, but analyzing interdependencies is equally important.
Engineers talk about the blast radius of a failure, the extent of the damage it can cause. The goal is to minimize this, ensuring that if one component fails, the impact is contained. It raises the question for all of us: how do we ensure our own critical systems have no single point of failure?
Looking ahead, the future of cloud reliability will undoubtedly involve an even greater focus on these lessons learned. Cloud providers and their customers need to collaborate and innovate to build more resilient systems.
This means investing in advanced technology, refining incident response protocols, and fostering a culture of continuous learning from every disruption. While complete immunity from outages might be unrealistic, understanding the causes is key.
Events like this, while painful, are crucial steps in the evolution toward a more robust, reliable, and dependable internet for everyone. Let's quickly recap the key takeaways from this massive AWS outage.
Definitely. First, the AWS infrastructure itself, while vast and designed with redundancy like availability zones and regions, showed that complex interdependencies can lead to widespread cascading effects from a single failure.
And DNS and load balancers, while essential for internet navigation and service availability, proved to be critical dependencies. Malfunctions here can quickly impact numerous applications and platforms.
The root cause, a software bug, specifically a race condition in DynamoDB's DNS management software, demonstrated how a seemingly small, timing-dependent flaw can have a huge blast radius in a complex cloud environment.
This cascading failure highlighted how the interconnected nature of cloud services means a failure in one area can rapidly impact many others, making isolation and containment incredibly difficult.
And finally, user dependency. Millions of users and businesses rely heavily on AWS. The outage starkly illustrated this reliance and the significant frustration and potential financial loss that disruptions can cause.
So, the strengths lie in AWS' global reach and redundancy design, but the insights show the critical need for meticulous testing and understanding of software logic, especially concerning DNS and load balancer management.
The challenges are clear: managing complex interdependencies, the potential for small software bugs to cause massive disruptions, and the difficulty in containing the blast radius of a failure.
But these challenges also present opportunities for cloud providers to innovate in resilience, for businesses to diversify their infrastructure, and for all of us to better understand the fragility and importance of the digital world.
This has been a deep dive into the massive AWS outage. Thank you for joining us on Bago Media, Tech Talk.
Thanks for having me. It's a crucial topic for anyone using the internet today.